So, Monster Squad.
We're
halfway through. When was the last time you saw this movie?
I must have been about 7th or 8th grade. Ooh. So, like, 1988.
We just got through the music montage scene.
Rock Until You Drop.
Where they got a lot done.
Yeah.
Through one song.
We should say what Monster Squad is for those who don't know.
Who's that?
Come on. Monster Squad, a 1980s movie about a bunch of young kids who form a club to fight against the classic universal horror monsters, Dracula, the Frankenstein monster, the mummy, the wolfman, and even the gill man.
Yes.
Who has yet to do anything interesting in the story.
And he won't.
No, that's a bum out. okay, what's your question for me?
At this point in the movie, after the music montage, what are your general thoughts of our heroes?
Well, this is, general thoughts of the heroes. This is a really good representation of 80s adventure movies with kids. Uh-huh. Because you get to listen to the kids all swear at each other and yell at each other, call each other dork and bogus. And
that's definitely something you won't see anymore.
No. And they even use, some of the meaner kids use even more coarser language that I think you could not use in any kind of TV show or movie today.
And another thing we were talking about, like Goonies, the kids can be mean to each other.
Yep.
And not be disrespectful.
They still love each other, even though they're calling each other dork and buttface and things like that.
Yeah.
The collection of heroes seems to be pretty standard, although not as robust as I had thought. Our hero, the main hero, Sean, is the super passionate, plugged-in kid who takes everything very seriously, and he has the vision and the dream for what this group can be. Mm-hmm. His sidekick is...
Patrick
is just pretty much a sidekick. I thought he'd be funnier than he is.
No, he's not the typical funny guy. He's just a sidekick.
And then there's Fat Kid, who...
I think he's more the comedy relief.
He is. Fat. Yeah, and that's kind of a bum out, because Chunk in Goonies was the fat kid who was funny, but he was way funnier than Fat Kid. There's no question. Phoebe the Phoebe, the young girl.
Which is probably a pretty strong character when you think about it.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this is like a standard motif in a lot of the best stories, is that the young, innocent one who trusts is the one who has the power to, see that the Frankenstein monster is not a dangerous thing when handled the right way, right? And while all the other kids run away when they see the Frankenstein monster and hide in trash cans or whatever, but Phoebe understands it, that he's not dangerous because she is the trusting soul, the gentle, trusting one.
Eugene is completely forgettable, but let's just move on to Rudy.
Okay, Rudy's obviously going to be your favorite. Because he's a 13-year-old greaser on a BMX bicycle with a banana seat.
Which makes no sense. Why is he in this movie looking like that?
Yeah.
But it works, yes.
Well, because in the 80s, that when we thought about what was cool, we thought of the Fonz. Fonzie from Happy Days.
You think that's it?
I think there was still that vibe going on that when we associated like this kind of... we're running short on time, but in the 80s, there was the Schoolhouse Rock series where there was a chopper who taught you how to eat right and exercise your choppers, really chew, and he was duded up like the Fonz.
You're right.
So I think that vibe was still going on. It was in the zeitgeist at the time. But Rudy is the character who gets everything done, as you pointed out in the music montage. He's the one who's making the stakes to kill the vampires, the silver bullets to kill
the
bow and the arrows, and then the stakes to kill the vampire, while the other kids seem to be walking around.
Because he's the bad kid.
Yeah, that's true. And everybody drinks Pepsi in this movie, which obviously is some kind of crazy amount of product placement. But I will say this. For the movie as well. And this is, if any of the filmmakers are listening, which is possible, you guys in Eugene's bedroom, you did your homework. There's a lot of esoteric comics references that I was very impressed by. A Dreadstar poster in the kids' bed on the bedroom wall and wearing Robotech pajamas. Pretty cool.
Maybe that's the point of Eugene.
What?
Showing all that stuff. It was Eugene's bedroom.
That's true. And but anyway, yes, I'm enjoying myself so far. And we got to do a comic like this.
Oh.
There's no question in my mind.
Oh.
Group of young kids forming a club to stop some kind of calamity befalling the earth. Because really quickly, they are preventing 100 years of evil ruling the world, and they're all 10-year-olds.
And you know what? Not enough of these stories have been done.
That's true.
Period.
So, Jersey.
Sarah.
Okay. Bye.